You're listening to KRHS 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from Rittner High School, home of the Huskies, in Overland, Missouri. My name's Gabby Anderson, and if you want to hear more of me, I'm on every Wednesday right here at 11 a.m.
A day in the life of Supersize and the gang.
Man, Madden and 2K are my thing.
Nah, NHL 17, that part.
Nah, dog, John Cena, man, WWE, let's get it, boy!
What's up, man? It's the boy Supersize. Come on Friday, October 28th, to come play this game night, man. We got Madden, we got NHL, we got 2K and more, man. With an ID, it's $2. With a temp, it's $3. Food will be sold separately. Pizza and soda, man. Come out and play with us, boy.
The game night is hosted by Supersize and the Gang in the Mia Conversions Room, 4 to 6, man. Pop out.
You are listening to KRHS 90.1 FM, Radioactive Radio, and this is your lunch hour news break with DJ Dynamite, JT, and Supersize. Here's DJ JT with a look at the weather.
The current temperature is 80 degrees. Tonight there is a chance of rain and the low is 62. Tomorrow is a bit cooler as the temperature drops to 74. No rain is expected. Here's DJ Supersize with a look at the school news.
On Friday, the Huskies football team will host St. Louis University High in the first round of district playoffs. The Huskies finished the regular season 7-2, falling to Kirkwood 30-19 last week. While Slough High brings a 5-4 record into contest, game time will be set at 7 p.m. Here's a reminder to all you students, there will be no school on Tuesday, November 8th, as Rittner District will be closed for presidential election. While students will be off, teachers will be attending the professional development. Now I will talk to the GJDT with some local news.
St. Louis County will be renaming a county park that was once patrolled by Officer Blake Snyder. Snyder was shot and killed while answering a disturbance call on the morning of October 6th. He left behind a wife and a 2-year-old son. St. Louis County Executive Steve Stringer confirmed on Monday that the 117-acre Clydesdale Park will be renamed to honor Snyder. In some lighthearted news, Fair St. Louis will be returning to Forest Park. The fair moved to Forest Park in 2015 following the renovations to the arch grounds. The renovations will not be completed by 2015, so the 37th annual Fair St. Louis will take place in Forest Park for at least one more summer. The dates for the fair are July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. The fair drew nearly 235,000 people this past summer. And finally, St. Louis's own Chuck Berry will release his first new album in 40 years. Berry, who is 90, last released an album in 1979. The new album will simply be titled Chuck and will continue out in 2017 through Dalton Records. An exact release date has not been confirmed yet. DJ Dynamite is here with some national news.
Thanks, JT. In news around the nation, the high school graduation rate hit an all-time high. President Barack Obama touted the highest U.S. high school graduation rate on record Monday while visiting a high school in Washington and encouraged students to continue their education. The rate is now up to 83.2%. White students in the 2014-2015 year had a graduation rate of 87.6%, 13 percentage points higher than black students, 74.6%, 9.8 percentage points higher than Hispanic students, 77.8%, and 16 percentage points higher than American Indian / Alaska Native students, 71.6%. And finally, the final presidential debate will be held on Wednesday night in Las Vegas. Fox News' Chris Wallace will be the moderator as Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump take one more shot at convincing undecided voters to pick them in the election, which is on Tuesday, November 8th. Wallace has announced the topics, which will be discussed in 6 15-minute segments: debt and entitlements, immigration, economy, Supreme Court, foreign hotspots, fitness to be president. With your KRHS news break, this has been DJ Dynamite. For DJ, JT, and Supersize, reminding you to get out and vote on Tuesday, November 8th. Stay tuned to KRHS 90.1 FM for more great music.
All of my friends wanna do pop star.
What's good? This is Ultimate Media Rewind. We review everything popular in media.
While you're at it, go follow us on Snapchat, Instagram, and YouTube at KRHS Media.
Hello, this is Israel for KRHS Media, and welcome back to another podcast show. Today, we're going to be reviewing Views, Drake's newest album. Views is the fourth studio album by Canadian rapper Drake. The album title was first announced as Views from the Six. The Six is a reference to his hometown of Toronto, Ontario. Later on April 28, 2016, he shortened the title to just Views.
Yeah. Dropped out of school, now we done rich.
Also, Views was released on April 29, 2016. The album contains 20 tracks, and the album was supported by the five singles Hotline Bling,
the phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on
One Dance.
Grips on your ways, front way, back way. You know that I don't play. Streets not set.
Pop Style.
Yeah. Dropped out of school, now we done rich.
Controller.
Controller. Yeah, like controller.
And Too Good.
I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to ask you if you're okay.
In my opinion, the album was great, but I was expecting a little bit more from Drake. But you gotta give it to him. He did an amazing job. He made one of the biggest tracks of 2016, which was Hotline Bling, which has almost 1 billion views on YouTube, which is amazing. Also, if you would like to know more about Drake's music or other projects he has, you can visit Drake's official website, which is drakeofficial.com. So yeah, this has been Israel for KRHS Media, and thank you for listening.
Everybody come out to Runners Home Camp game on October 1st at 11 a.m. against the Lindbergh Flyers. It's lit.
Do you remember what happened in class today? If you don't, then you probably have a problem with phone usage during class. Many students use their phones to browse the web and to share their personal life on social media.
That's right.
Even though phones can be very useful to communicate with others and have access to endless information.
That's right.
They can be very distracting if you use them during class time.
That's right.
In addition, schools can't limit the material that can be viewed on the student's phone.
That's right.
In conclusion, cell phones can be very distracting in class, but they can also be very helpful when it comes to obtaining information on the spot. I suggest you to moderate your cell phone usage during class. Thank you for listening. This is KRHS 90.1 FM, home of the best music selection in the country. KRHS 90.1 FM is located in Overland, Missouri.
Spin it again.
Homecoming is right around the corner, October 1st. I just want to know what's going to be the popular hot new look this year. So I'm going to talk to a couple people to find out. Let's see what they say.
My name is Jerai Brady, and I'm a senior.
What are you wearing for homecoming?
Fashion Nova, an In Your Dreams romper, and it's lace, and it's see-through. It's shorts. You know, it got flowers on it. It's like a creamish silver color, you know, with some nude heels, and yeah.
Okay, now let's hear what some of the guys are going to be wearing.
Keyshawn Brown, Nike. I'm wearing the colors blue and white.
My name is Jonathan Jones, and I am a sophomore. I'm wearing a nice studded suit and some black jeans, and I'm just wearing a fashionable golden ring.
Now Kamaya Poston, a junior, is choosing what most of our female students are wearing. Let's see what she say.
I'm going to wear a tight-fitted dress with some sparkles.
And that is the popular hot new look for homecoming this year. Stay tuned for more Written Ways. You are listening to KRHS 90.1 FM radio, broadcasting from Overland, Missouri.
There's music, there's crafts, there's food, and more. Come watch a movie. It's Autumn in the Park. Saturday, September 24th. Bring your family. Bring your friends. Come make arts and crafts till the end at 8 to 9. That's the time. Come get someone the perfect gift before it's too dark. Make your way to Norman Myers Park for Autumn in the Park. Oh, come on. It's even free.
Hey, everyone. Make sure you come out and watch your Brenner Huskies on Friday Night Lights on October 7th at 7 p.m. at our home as they take on our rival school, the Padua Pirates. It's going to be a football game to remember. Make sure you don't miss out and you are there in the theme wear supporting our Brittner Huskies.
This is a KRHS exclusive.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba
bow. But I'll never change up. No, no, no. Wake up in the morning, gotta thank God for the day. My right hand on this Bible, my left hand on this K. The more real that you get, the more you see the face. I know you're getting changed, but promise to never change. Youngin', don't forget where you came from. I vow to never change up, change up. Shout out to my day one. I vow to never change up. I vow to never change up. Riding through my city, feeling something like the mayor. Got your girl chosen, cause she see I'm getting paper. Bad yellow bone, blowing purple like a Laker. She say that I'm a favorite. And I'm like, girl, I know I'm on the road just like a skater. If you bust this door, then let me know, then we can bake it. Every flow is cold, that's on my soul, I need a glacier. I got you naked. Hit it from the front to the back, girl, can you take it? And if I free your mind, you gon' be out up on the spaceship. Hey, I gotta put on for my dogs. The reason that I'm going hard, I'm cold, I'm froze, my season is fall. Wake up in the morning, gotta thank God for the day. My right hand on this Bible, my left hand on this K. The more real that you get, the more you see them face. I know you're getting changed, but promise to never change. Youngin', don't forget where you came from. Yeah, I vow to never change up, change up. Shout out to my day one. Free up, vow to never change up. I'ma shine on my haters, I'ma grind like a skater. On my mind is the paper, ain't got no time for no faking. You know my team, we Zorilla, bunch of giant gorillas. Claim your guys is the sickest, I told them mine is the illest. But they ain't trying to listen. I'll be right in your kitchen, trying to stop us. We gon' pop up like you was frying some chicken. I got your diamond, her digits, I'm cold, my climate is frigid. Yeah, they told me to get on, so I guess I gotta go Thriller. I'm a monster, I promise, we bombing like two Osamas. Stump them out just like roaches, they yelling like Cucaracha. Man, I swear we too fly, we gon' take off. Tear the track, no race car, so out of space. Yeah, I'm a space, out my space. Space bar, they sending shots, cause we getting guap. My different watches cost 10 o'clock. Those different rocks like different dots. You got the key, I might pick a lock. Pick a spot, then take that. Every beat, I made that. So what you want, we in the front, but it's payback. I wake up in the morning, yeah. Gotta thank God for the day. My right hand on this Bible, my left hand on this K. The more real that you get, the more you see them face. I know you're getting changed, but promise to never change. Youngin', don't forget where you came from. I vow to never change up, change up. Shout out to my day one. To never change up. I say these haters gon' hate, and women gon' lie. Nowadays you gotta watch your back and your side. I just turn up on my enemies and pray up to the sky that I never live a day like these busters in my life. I say these haters gon' hate, and women gon' lie. Nowadays you gotta watch your back and your side. I just turn up on my enemies and pray up to the sky that I never live a day like these busters in my life. No, never in my life. No, never in my life. No, never in my life. No. Hey, shout out to my day one. I better never change up. Say the same one. Oh, no, no, no.
And I'm Kalen Hogan. This is What Written Is Made Of, a podcast examining the various cultures in the Written School District.
What do you remember about the day that we met?
The day that we met.
Okay, so, boom, we were at school, we were in fifth grade, it was my first day, I didn't know anyone, and my mom said that I need to make friends or I can't come home that day.
In the last episode, we discovered that a lot of students will sit with those people who are friends, most of them being within their own race or culture. Let's start today by talking with my best friend.
Brother slash best friend.
Why have we been stay friends throughout the years?
Because we can all
we know how we end up.
We can argue, we can fight.
Now let's take a look at the
same things.
Personally, I can remember having friends of different races and genders when I was starting out at elementary. How many different people play football? I mean, kickball with you guys?
Well, who wants to fight? This is not a rule, this is just kickball.
Anybody you're just willing to play with?
Yeah.
I found that to be true with the students we met at Iveland Elementary in the Ridner School District.
Glenn Harvey.
Brooklyn Harvey. And what grade are you in?
Fourth grade.
Who do you prefer to play with the most?
At recess, I prefer to play with all of them in one game.
Okay, why would you prefer to play with all of them instead of just one?
That way no one's left out, and because we all can agree on a game.
Elise Thomas, and I'm in fourth grade.
Friendships started changing when I got into middle school.
I went to go talk to Ridner Middle School about race and friendships and all that. They gave me some really authentic kind of answers.
My name is Drew Boyd, and I'm in seventh grade.
There's been a lot of bullying, like, sometimes that I've seen. Not too often, but sometimes, like, in the hallways or in
you get into different
some
classes.
People will pick on
like
each
more
other.
Classes,
sometimes there's racist
more people
slurs. Sometimes
start
not.
Seeing and experiencing more people and more things. So I feel like middle school changes you the most. So thinking back to elementary school,
I'm Kennedy
how many
Terry
friends
and
do you
I'm
have?
In seventh grade. Maybe 10.
The transition from elementary school to middle school, did you lose friends or gain friends or how?
I kind of lost friends. Well, most of them were light-skinned because I grew up in that kind of community, but some of them were darker.
Friendship, wrote C.S. Lewis, is born at the moment when one person says to another, "What, you two? Thought I was the only one." My best friend Kevin thinks that is why we remain friends. Do you have any friends of a different race that you can relate to like me?
I honestly can't say no. No, I don't.
Well, why do you think you can't relate to anyone else?
Because no one else sees a lot of the things that I see. A lot of the things that I see, people can't see it through their eyes and understand where I'm coming from. And you understand a lot of where I'm coming from. And most of the time, if not all of the time, when we think of something or something happens, we have the exact same reaction to it. We have this some type of the same coincidental mindset. And that's, and we just build a strong bond off of that.
In the next episode, we'll talk about education. How does our racial differences affect us in our classroom? I'm Kalen Hogan, and this podcast is produced by KRHS and the Ridner School District. Music by bensound.com.
This is DJ Benjamin letting you know you are listening to the raddest music out there from KRHS 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Ridner High School in Overland, Missouri.
I'm Demetri Perigno, and this is your Husky Sports Zone. The Husky girls volleyball team was in a lot of action this past week. On September 21st, the girls defeated McClure in two sets. The next day, they were victorious over Parkway North. The Huskies tied with Fort Zumwalt North on the 23rd. In the second match of the doubleheader, Ridner fell to Ladue. On September 24th, the girls defeated Hazelwood, U City, and Hazelwood Central. On September 28th, the Huskies won over Hazelwood West. The Huskies tied Webster Groves on the 29th. The girls' volleyball team is 11-3-2 on the season. Our Husky boys' soccer team fell to Pattonville on September 28th by the score of 2-1. On September 30th, the Huskies fell 1-0, losing to Hazelwood West. The record is now 1-10 on the season. The boys play at 10 a.m. on October 1st at Lutheran North. The Husky softball team won on September 21st by the score of 11-0 over McClure. The girls defeated Parkway North 7-2 on the 22nd. On September 23rd, the Huskies won by the score of 7-4 over Fox. On September 26th, the girls fell to Parkway Central at 11-2. The girls dropped a conference game at Summit on September 27th by the score of 10-2. The Huskies lost 10-3 to Webster Groves on September 29th. On September 30th, at 4 p.m., the Huskies head to McClure North. The softball team's record is now 10-10 on the season. I'm Dimitri Perizzo. You're listening to KRHS 94.1 FM. This has been your Husky Sports Zone.
The Overland Business Association is hosting a kids' Halloween party at the Overland Community Center on October 28th from 6 to 8 p.m. for children ages 2 to 12 years. The event is open to Overland residents, business owners in Overland, their employees, and their families. There will be games, pizza, a costume contest, and much more. Pre-register now by calling 314-428-0490. Spots are filling up fast. Kids must be pre-registered and bring a canned good to attend the party. They must also be wearing costumes. The deadline is October 21st or the first 175 kids.
Hey guys, this is Cassidy. I'm a junior at Rittner High School and I want to address the issue with IDs. IDs are a simple task that can keep you from getting a detention and let people know where you belong. If you are wearing your ID and or don't have one, you can purchase one or apply for one on Google Classroom using your Chromebook. So why not just wear your ID and not have to suffer the consequences? I know it's not fun to wear, but it keeps you safe in the occurrence of an emergency, so if something was to happen, they could identify you. In all, wearing your ID will benefit you in many ways. So just wear it.
You're listening to KRHS 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from Rittner High School in Overland, Missouri. Stay up to date and follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and like us on Facebook at KRHS Media.
I'm here speaking today with Rittner High School's Athletics Director, Drew Lonis, about the review and the beginning of fall and winter sports.
Drew Lonis, I'm the Athletic Director at Rittner High School.
As each new sport season begins, what is your routine in making sure each sport is ready?
Well, we're about ready to go into the winter season, so it kind of started about a month ago. Met with all the head coaches, make sure they got their orders in, kind of confirm their budget, make so their all their supplies are in by the end, start of their season. I also, when I meet with them, just make sure that they know the routine about eligibility, getting the kids' physicals, and deadlines that they're going to have to meet.
Looking at the fall season, did any of the sports surprise you or exceed expectations?
I think two teams that stood out were the football team and then the volleyball, girls volleyball. Football got off to a really good start. At one point, we're 7-1. And I think that kind of saw this coming, but you never know how the kids are going to perform. So I think they had a really good season. Disappointing loss in the playoffs, but overall, really good season. Girls volleyball, I don't think that there was a whole lot of expectation for the season they had, and they ended up with a record well over 500, came home with the district title for the first time in school history. So that was a pleasant surprise. Also, they had great crowds at all the home games, and it seemed like the school really rallied around that team this year.
What are your expectations for each winter sport?
Winter sports, we got four of them. We have girls swim. You know, I'm hoping with girls swims that we keep our numbers up. They've had some success competing against schools of similar size, and you know, so I'm hoping that we get a good freshman class to help keep building on that. Same for wrestling. I think we have some standout individual wrestlers, but overall, I'm hoping that the program as a whole grows in numbers. Girls basketball, we graduated a lot last year, but I think we're going to be young, and I think we still got enough kids coming back that we should be competitive. And boys basketball, I probably have my highest expectations. Only lost one starter from last year, Still very young, very balanced between our sophomores, juniors, and seniors that are contributing on varsity. So I think that boys basketball has a lot of expectations going into this year.
What can you tell me about the bowling team that's forming?
You know, it's something that's been around for a while, and it's not a school-sponsored. It's kind of a club activity. Kids can join the team, and they would be on the team with neighboring schools, some Pattonville kids that are also on the team, and they would compete over at a bowling alley in Bridgeton. So I don't know much about it, but I know it's a great outlet for some of the kids that might not found their niche in other sports or clubs. And I would encourage anybody that has any kind of interest. I know there's good coaching going on over there, and it's a good opportunity. I know that there is a ton of unfilled college scholarships for bowling that if you can put some work in it, there might be an opportunity to continue this on the next level.
As far as basketball goes, what schools do you see being the biggest competition for boys and girls teams?
Boys and girls. For the girls, probably Kirkwood. Kirkwood going into this year is probably the conference favorite. They've got a lot of returners coming back. And for the boys, it's Webster Groves. Webster Groves made a deep run in the playoffs last year. They've got probably the best player in the state right now that's playing for them. And so Webster Groves is for the boys will be really tough. I think other than that, I think we can compete with anybody else on our schedule. We got a pretty tough schedule, but I think if we play our game and we're athletic enough to keep up with anybody.
Are there any specific hopes that you have going into this season?
You know, I would like to wrestling. I'd like to get at least two people back to the state tournament. We had two last year. For girls swim, you know, I'm hoping for a lot of the girls to improve on their personal records. For basketball, I would like to see, really for boys basketball, I think it's taking a run at districts. Still pretty tough with Chaminade in our district, but I think that, you know, a conference title or a district title would be not too far off for us.
Is there anything else that wasn't mentioned that you'd like to say?
No, I'm just excited about to get going on the winter. This is kind of my in-between season, so it's nice for me to get caught up on some stuff, but I'm looking forward to the winter season, and basketball is always draws big crowds and high energy around the school, and I know that our kids rally around our teams, all our winter teams, so I'm looking forward to everything.
All right, thank you.
All right.
I listen to KRHS.
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 To KRHS.
You are listening to KRHS 90.1 FM radio, broadcasting from Overland, Missouri.
I listen to KRHS.
Hey, this is Trino, and I listen to KRHS.
Come on down to the Overland Farmers Market. Open every Saturday, 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. in the heart of Overland. You can find anything from herbs and squash to fruits and veggies. Every second Saturday, there's a flea market junkorama. For more information and directions, visit overlandfarmersmarket.com.
I'm Dimitri Perizzo.
And I'm Dylan Evans.
And you're listening to KRHS 90.1 FM radio. If you ever find yourself taking a stroll through Ritter's Hall of Fame, you may notice a name by Jerry Royce. Royce guided Ritter's baseball team to back-to-back state titles in 1966 and 1967, the program's only state titles to this date. Following high school, Royce pitched in the major leagues from 1969 to 1990 when he retired, amassing a record of 220 and 191. Royce played for 8 different teams during his 2-decade career in the majors. After being drafted by the St. Louis Cardinals,
you know, it was a bit of a surprise because the Cardinals kept themselves in the background. I was shocked when I learned that I was drafted by the Cardinals in the second round.
He rose to the National Hall of Fame as a member of the LA Dodgers. Royce also pitched for the Pittsburgh Pirates,
Houston Astros, California Angels, Chicago White Sox, Milwaukee Brewers, and the Cincinnati Reds.
Royce's greatest success came as a member of the LA Dodgers. It was as a Dodger that Royce tossed a no-hitter against the San Francisco Giants in 1980. Royce was a pivotal member of the Dodgers World Series team in 1981, as he pitched in Game 1 and 5 against the New York Yankees. Royce also appeared in two National League Championship Series as a member of the Pittsburgh Pirates in the 70s. Along with being at Ritner's Hall of Fame, Royce was enshrined in the Missouri State Hall of Fame in January of 2016.
I would have never made it had it not been for a number of people in the Overland, St. Anne, St. John's area.
We asked Royce how he got his pitching career started.
I took a look, and the only positions that a left-hander could play would have been any of the three outfield positions, first base, or pitcher. And all of my other classmates from that time took those positions, and I also saw the other guys that were at the other positions, and I realized that if I was going to make that team, it would have to be as a pitcher. So that's when my pitching career was born.
We talked to Roos's coach at the time, Coach Ingrid, and he had a comment on when Roos became the number one pitcher on the staff for the Husky Boys varsity baseball team.
Well, he was a senior, that he was the number one pitcher on the staff. That's hard to believe.
We asked Royce and Coach Ingrid if and when did he have potential to play in the majors.
Yeah, he had a lot of potential. He was very intelligent.
Royce talked to us about the major league teams that would come and scout him.
Mets were there a lot. Boston was there.
We followed up that question by asking him how it felt to play in the majors.
I was a major league baseball player. I was living a dream.
Coach Ingrid and Royce had some advice for today's players.
You enjoy what you're doing, you'll do it better.
The players of today, enjoy yourself, make it fun, because it goes by a lot faster than you realize. And enjoy yourself and put your mark on today's game, just like the players who preceded you put their mark on the time that they played. You know, for the players in baseball, according to all reports that I read, is doing better than ever. Today is the golden age of baseball because it's never been better.
We thank Jerry Royce and Coach Ingrid for their time.
I'm Demetri Perizzo.
And I'm Dylan Evans.
And you are listening to KRHS 90.1 FM radio.
Homecoming is right around the corner, October 1st. I just want to know what's going to be the popular hot new look this year. So I'm going to talk to a couple people to find out. Let's see what they say.
My name is Jeriah Brady, and I'm a senior.
What are you wearing for homecoming?
Fashion Nova, an In Your Dreams romper, and it's lace, and it's see-through. It's shorts. You know, it got flowers on it. It's like a creamish silver color, you know, with some nude heels, and yeah.
Okay, now let's hear what some of the guys are going to be wearing.
Keyshawn Brown, Nike. I'm wearing the colors blue and white.
My name is Jonathan Jones, and I am a sophomore. I'm wearing a nice studded suit and some black jeans, and I'm just wearing a fashionable golden ring.
Now Kamaya Poston, a junior, is choosing what most of our female students are wearing. Let's see what she say.
I'm going to wear a tight-fitted dress with some sparkles.
And that is the popular hot new look for homecoming this year. Stay tuned for more Written Ways. You are listening to KRHS 90.1 FM radio, broadcasting from Overland, Missouri.
You are now listening to KRHS 90.1 Radioactive Radio, broadcasting from Overland, Missouri.